Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
President Trump has tested positive for the Chinese coronavirus. It's almost 3 a.m. Eastern. I woke up as my phone was buzzing, and I usually turn my phone on airplane mode, but my phone was just buzzing relentlessly, and I checked it, and my worst suspicions right before I went to bed were confirmed. As soon as I saw Hope Hicks, a friend of mine, test positive for the Chinese coronavirus, that was one of the last things I read before I went to bed, I said, something here is not adding up. Everyone in the White House has to be tested before they see the president. Anyone that goes into the Oval Office has to be tested. And anyone that goes on Air Force One has to be tested. And the president also has to be tested every couple days. So if Hope Hicks tested positive, I could only guess that there was more to this story. And as you have seen the news, a couple hours later, President Trump tweeted that he has the Chinese coronavirus. And he has tested positive, and he said, we are, quote, all in this together. It is hard to put into words the significance of this. In some ways, it is almost the fitting final chapter in what has been one of the most eventful, unpredictable, consequential years in American history. First of all, I just want to say a prayer for the president, and that we pray for his health and his safety and his healing. It's hard to even put into words the severity of this moment, and I am confident that he will be able to recover and get the best treatment on the planet and get the best medical help available. Mortality rates have dropped 85% since April. Praise God. However, in just the 90 minutes that we have now known that the president has the Chinese coronavirus, on CNN, they already have a physician who has said that President Trump has a 25% chance of dying. Linda Sarsour, the far left-wing activist, has said, quote, seems like someone doesn't want to go back on the debate stage, with an emoji of a thinking face. It is nothing new, presidents being threatened or presidents being under attack. Gerald Ford was shot at in the streets of San Francisco. Ronald Reagan was shot and hospitalized just a couple years into his presidency. Of course, John F. Kennedy was shot in the streets of Dallas. His brother, Bobby Kennedy, killed in the streets. It's nothing new that presidents are under attack. William McKinley was killed, and Teddy Roosevelt, then vice president, took over as president of the United States. And so presidents sometimes get put under duress. Rarely are they 32 days out from an election, and this is going to change almost everything. This will not just be a news story. This is now going to be the news story. This will be the most consequential news story since the Chinese coronavirus really started to pick up pace in March and April. Political prognosticators and pundits will start to say that Donald Trump failed to protect the country and he couldn't even protect himself. In fact, as I say that, I just received a text of a tweet from George Conway, who runs the Never Trump Organization Lincoln Project, who says this, quote, he failed to protect the country. He couldn't even protect himself. I could write these tweets for these people. So instead of wishing the president well, instead of praying for his health, instead of trying to make this a non-political moment, they are wishing death and trying to turn this into a political divide in the country. This is of no surprise to those of us that know the American left and know the base of the Democrat Party. And I hate to put it in that kind of political terms, but I am just watching tweet after tweet after tweet come in and wish that the president dies. The Washington Post just published a op-ed that says, quote, imagine what we'll be like to never have to think about Trump again. That's the Washington Post. Trending on Twitter, of course, is Trump being diagnosed with the Chinese coronavirus. Let me read some of these tweets for you. If Trump has coronavirus is true, and he went on to debate, he is evil. Hope he dies. This is another Twitter account. Next one. Okay, now when can we see this? And it's a figurine or a caricature of Donald Trump in the casket. Now, these people's awful venom may ultimately politically benefit the president in an unexpected way. They may actually succeed in making the president a sympathetic figure. But I don't even want to look at this in terms of too much political. Let's just look at this historical and moral. It doesn't matter if you're on the left. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat. Right now, you should say a prayer for the president. Now, the president is now infected directly from an epidemiological attack from the Chinese Communist Party. It'll be very interesting to see how the Biden campaign reacts to this or does not react to it. Joe Biden will probably just call a lid and stay in his basement. Joe Biden won't do much of anything. And lest us not forget, a week and a half ago, Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away. So in this 1 year, we've had impeachment, the Chinese coronavirus, almost going to war with Iran, shutting down our country, losing 200,000 Americans, BLM Incorporated, race riots, and now President Donald Trump coming down with the Chinese coronavirus. Andrew Yang, who is supposed to be a decent voice on the Democrat Party, says, geez, I hope Joe is nowhere near him on Tuesday. Not, oh, I hope he recovers. Not, oh, I hope that you recover. Oh, I hope I wish you well. Instead, leading Democrats are looking at this purely through political lenses. So how do presidents react under duress? That's who we find out who they really are. I know President Trump. I know that he's a fighter. You might be listening to this podcast. You might just have hatred for Donald Trump. You might think he's the worst person ever. I challenge you not to wish harm or death upon your political opponents. I challenge you to not celebrate when somebody that you dislike passes away. We did not do that after Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And I'm not saying President Trump is even statistically at risk of that. However, I am saying that the president right now is infected. The president right now has been infected by a disease that, based on his age group, is something that should be taken seriously. Rachel Maddow said something surprising. She said, God bless the president and the first lady. If you pray, please pray for the speedy and complete recovery and for everyone infected everywhere. This virus is horrific and merciless. No one would wish its wrath on anyone. We must now get it spread under control enough. That is the correct approach, and I hope that more liberals take the same tact. Unfortunately, that is not going to be the case for most people. I've already read out a couple of those tweets here, and this is going to become another political gladiator match. This very well might put Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation fight in jeopardy. This very well might put the entire campaign in complete confusion. I don't know how this will play out politically. I don't know how this will play out for our country. But I do know that we are being tested. That's what I do know. I do know that this is the ultimate stress test for our country. And the reason why I am recording this at nearly 3:30 Eastern, why a lot of you are sleeping and you're going to wake up to this news, because I want you to take away one big thing from this. No matter what the Chinese or the bad guys throw at us, we are going to get through it. We are stronger than anyone can ever imagine. The American spirit is a spirit that will not be broken. And so if you wake up today and you say, what hope is there for our country? Or you're confused, hold fast and stay focused on the rugged, gritty American spirit. We get stronger the more that we get pushed. The harsher the trial, the stronger that we become as a country. And we will overcome this. The conspiracy theorists will be coming out from the media saying that maybe he really doesn't have it, maybe he's trying to change the narrative. All of that's a bunch of nonsense. But it's more important than ever for those of us decent Americans that love our country to stand behind our president regardless of political affiliation, where we actually look at this as a moment where we all come together. That it's not the president that was infected, the presidency was infected. And the Chinese Communist Party must be held accountable for this. And I pray that they will. Stay tuned to our program here on The Charlie Kirk Show. There is news coming in. Mark Meadows just tested negative. Melania Trump also tested positive. And Hope Hicks tested positive. This will be the news cycle. And I'm going to tell you what. Be more motivated if you're a supporter of the president to support him now. Because he needs you. He needs you right now. He is immobilized. And we don't know if he's asymptomatic. We don't know if he's going to have to require therapeutics. We don't know. But I do know that he is going to come out tougher and stronger from this. And he needs you right now. He needs your prayers. He needs your energy. He needs your backup. He needs us to hold the line against people that are going to wish him to be dead in the ground. And I hate to even say that, but I'm looking at these tweets pour in, and it is outrageous, the venom that has infected our country. We are the greatest country ever to exist in the history of the world. No matter what the bad guys throw at us, we will never surrender. This moment will reveal the good and the bad all across the country. It should be a post-political moment in one of the most political months in the history of the country. Now that the president is immobilized and has to deal with this virus, what are you going to do? Activate yourself. Do something to defend your country. Communicate our values. And if I could be very honest with you guys, this is the most 2020 thing that could have possibly happened. Supreme Court vacancy, Iran, impeachment, race riots, virus, lockdowns, and the leader of the free world, of the greatest country ever to exist, infected with the Chinese coronavirus, 32 days out from the election. We'll be back with more updates. Thank you guys for supporting our program. You make it possible for us to do these sorts of instant news reports at charliekirk.com/support, charliekirk.com/support. President Donald Trump is the Winston Churchill of this generation. And when Winston Churchill was going through hell, he said, keep going. And we will never surrender. President Trump is a fighter. Nothing will break his will. Nothing will break his spirit. Stay focused on the good. Persevere, and we will win. God bless all of you. Speak to you soon. Thanks so much, and please pray for our president and Melania Trump. God bless.